Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Chafei, the fourth parak, Arusa. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara inquires, Overas al Das, regarding a woman who transgresses the code of Jewish conduct. For example, she goes to public places with her hair uncovered. Sricha Sral Lapsida Ksubaso, Eina Sricha. Does she require a warning to forfeit her Ksuba, or does she not require a warning? It may be that she loses the ksuba for the actions themselves, even without warning, or perhaps she was given a chance to do teshuva. After two attempts are rejected, a proof is brought from our Mishnah, which taught that Beis Din will warn a woman not to be secluded with someone on behalf of a husband who could not do so himself. For example, he became a deaf mute, he's insane or in prison, and it concludes, V'lo lashkosam, ela laposim ksubasa. They did not say this warning regarding giving her to drink, since the husband did not issue the warning, but only to disqualify her from a ksuba. This proves that a warning is required before forfeiting a ksuba for Overas al Das. Point number two, the Gemara inquires, Baal Shem Machal Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machal or Ina Machal? A husband who waived his warning is waived or not. Is the efficacy of the kinui dependent on the husband, allowing him to cancel it and permit her to him or not? Ultimately, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yoshi, who testified he heard three things from Zaira of Yerushalayim. Baal Shem Machal Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machal, a husband who waived his warning is waived. A rebellious elder whom Beis Din wished to pardon, they may pardon him. And a ben sor moro whom his father and mother wished to pardon, they may pardon him. His colleagues in the south disagreed in the case of the Zakim Mamre. Shall yirbu machlokas be Yisrael, so that disputes should not increase in Yisrael. This price approves that a husband may cancel his warning. Rav Acham Ravina argued if the husband is only able to cancel the warning before she secludes herself, but not afterwards when she's already forbidden, or if he can do so even afterwards. The Gemara supports the first opinion from a brisa from Dav Zayin, where the Rabban argued that a husband is more trustworthy regarding a nida who become permitted than a sota who will not. This indicates she can never become permitted again, even through canceling the warning. And point number three, in the Mishnah of the Tanakhama and Rebelezer argued, if a woman who could not bear children were eligible for sota, since a husband is required to have children, or if we say he can marry another at the same time. Here Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Bar Avo, Machlokas Ba'akor Uzakena. The Machlokas is only in the cases of a barren woman and an elderly woman. Of all Islanese, Divrei Kol Shoisivol Nutelis Ksubasa, but regarding an Islanese, everyone agrees she neither drinks nor collects her ksuba because the Pasuk says, V'nikasa V'nizra Hazera, then she will be innocent and bear seed, children, teaching that only Misha Darko Hazria, one whose way is to bear seed, is eligible for drinking, Yatzazo Shein Darko Hazria, excluding the Islanese, whose way is not to bear children from birth, as opposed to the elderly woman or a barren woman who lost the ability to bear children through injury. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara inquires, Overas al Das, regarding a woman who transgresses the code of Jewish conduct. For example, she goes to public places with her hair uncovered. Sricha Hasral Hafsila Ksubasa o Eina Sricha. Does she require a warning to forfeit her ksuba, or does she not require a warning? It may be that she loses the ksuba for the actions themselves, even without warning, or perhaps she was given a chance to do teshuva. After two attempts are rejected, a proof is brought from our Mishnah, which taught that Beis Din will warn a woman not to be secluded with someone on behalf of a husband who could not do so himself. For example, he became a deaf mute, he's insane or in prison, and it concludes, V'lo lashkosam, ela laposim ksubasa. They did not say this warning regarding giving her to drink, since the husband did not issue the warning, but only to disqualify her from a ksuba. This proves that a warning is required before forfeiting a ksuba for Overas al Das. Point number two, the Gemara inquires, Baal Shem Machal Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machal or Ina Machal? A husband who waived his warning is waived or not. Is the efficacy of the kinui dependent on the husband, allowing him to cancel it and permit her to him or not? Ultimately, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yoshi, who testified he heard three things from Zaira of Yerushalayim. Baal Shem Machal Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machal, a husband who waived his warning is waived. V'zakim Mamri Sharatsu Beis Din Limcholo, Mochlin Lo, a rebellious elder whom Beis Din wished to pardon, they may pardon him. Ben Sor Amor Sharatsu Avi Ve'imo Limcholo, Mochlin Lo, and a Ben Sor Amor whom his father and mother wished to pardon, they may pardon him. His colleagues in the south disagreed in the case of the V'zakim Mamre. Shall yirbu machlokas be Yisrael, so that disputes should not increase in Yisrael. This price approves that a husband may cancel his warning. Rav Acham Ravina argued if the husband is only able to cancel the warning before she secludes herself, but not afterwards when she's already forbidden, or if he can do so even afterwards. The Gemara supports the first opinion from a brisa from Dav Zayin, where the Rabban argued that a husband is more trustworthy regarding a nida who become permitted than a sota who will not. This indicates she can never become permitted again, even through canceling the warning. And point number three, in the Mishnah of the Tanakhama and Rebelezer argued, if a woman who could not bear children were eligible for sota, since a husband is required to have children, or if we say he can marry another at the same time. Here Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Bar Abo, Machlokas ba'akor uzakena. The Machlokas is only in the cases of a barren woman and an elderly woman. Of all Islanese, Divrei Kol shoisivol nutelis k'suvasa, but regarding an Islanese, everyone agrees she neither drinks nor collects her k'suva because the pasuk says v'nikasa v'nizra hazera, then she will be innocent and bear seed, children, teaching that only misha darcho hazria, one whose way is to bear seed, is eligible for drinking, yatzazo shein darcho hazria, excluding the Islanese, whose way is not to bear children from birth, as opposed to the elderly woman or a barren woman who lost the ability to bear children through injury. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chaf Hey, and our standard simmon is a silver anniversary, a 25-year anniversary. So here goes. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she wasn't Obera's aldas, and then publicly was Mocha's recent kinui. His wife responded indignantly and revealed that she was an Islandese and ineligible to drink the soda waters anyway. Once again, it's emotion. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more daf chav hey. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she was an Overas Aldas, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, an Overas Aldas, a woman who transgresses the code of Jewish conduct, meaning she goes to public places with her hair uncovered, Sricha Yisrael hapsida ksuba so ena sricha. Does she require a warning to forfeit a ksuba, or did she not require a warning? The Gemara ultimately comes to prove that a warning is required before forfeiting a ksuba for an Overas Aldas. So it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she was an Overas Aldas, and then publicly was Mocha's recent kinui, which reminds us. The Gemara brings up Brisa that proves that a husband may cancel his kinui. Rav Achman and Ravina argued if the husband is only able to cancel the warning before she concludes herself, but not afterwards, when she's already forbidden, or if she can do so even afterwards. So it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife that she would lose her ksuba if she was an Overas Aldas, and then publicly was Mocha's recent kinui, his wife responded indignantly and revealed that she was an Islandese and ineligible to drink the sota waters anyway, which reminds us that regarding an Islandese, everyone agrees that she neither drinks nor collects her ksuba, because the pasuk says, "Venikasa venizra azera," then she'll be innocent and bear seed children, teaching that only misha darcho hazria, one whose way is to bear seed, is eligible for drinking, yatzazo shein darcho hazria, excluding this Islandese whose way is not to bear children from birth, as opposed to the elderly woman or a barren woman who lost the ability to bear children through injury. So once again, it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife that she would lose her ksuba if she was an Overas Aldas, and then publicly was Mocha's recent kinui, his wife responded indignantly and revealed that she was an Islandese and ineligible to drink the sota waters anyway. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf chafal. So the simon daf chafal is a car because Bostonians pronounce car ka, and we use a race car. So here goes. The mother driving the red race car, that must be a daf car, ka. The mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light, which reminds us the Gemara brings different pshatim in the pasuk, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, for a mitzvah is a lamp and the Torah is light. So the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which schusim suspends the punishment of a sota. Torah mitzvahs. Rabina answers, lom schus Torah. Actually, the merit of Torah study does protect the sota, although she's not commanded in study. He says in the reward of causing their sons to learn Torah and Mishnah by sending them off to study and waiting for their husbands to return home from the base of Midrash, do they not take a share with them? So, the mother driving the red race car outfitted with a mitzvah lamp and Torah light to take her sons to cheder to learn Torah and thereby gain schusim, figured out a shortcut to avoid traffic because she was cunning from all the Torah her father had taught her. Which reminds us, Rabbi Avo provides the source for Beleza's opinion that one who teaches his daughter Torah is as if he taught her intimacy. Rashi explains that by studying Torah, the daughter will gain a certain cunning which might embolden her to engage in moral activities, confident she'll not get caught. Rabbi Avo brought a source, for it's written, Ani chokma shechanti arma. I, the Torah, am wisdom, I dwelled with cunning, which teaches, Kevin she nichnasa chokma ba'adam, nichnasa imo armumis. Now once the Torah's wisdom enters a person, cunning enters with it. Daf Chav Beis. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Beis is a taxi cab. So here goes. The poor taxi cab driver, taxi cab, that must be more on Daf Chav Beis. The bored taxi cab driver who studied Torah, but did not serve Talmud Chachamim, which reminds us, the Gemara makes numerous statements regarding one who is Kar Vashana, Voshimish Talmud Chachamim, one who studied Torah and Mishnah, but did not serve Talmud Chachamim to understand the reasons for the Mishnah. Moshe said of such a person, Har Zamaharitz, he's an Amaharitz, and is unreliable regarding Tahara Meiser. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, Har Zabur, he's a boor, meaning he's worse than an Amaharitz. So the poor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, L'manu yiris chet mebasua v'kibelschar mil Almana. We have learned fear of sin from a basula and receipt of reward from an Almana. The latter case is learned from an Almana who traveled daily to Daven in Rabbi Yochanan's base midrash, although her own neighborhood had a shul. Rabbi Yochanan questioned her, My daughter, is there not a shul in your neighborhood? She responded, Rebbe, will schar psilas yeshli? My master, is there not reward for the steps taken in the additional traveling? So the boor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward and almost crashed into a group of seven false Perushin, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa Shiva Perushinhan. There are seven types of false aesthetics, and the Gemara explains them. Dav Chaf Gimel, so the simmer Dav Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The children playing with red Kugelach. That must be more Dav Chaf Gimel. The children playing with red Kugelach, who were coughing from all the smoke, come from Minchas Sotos that need to get burned, which reminds us. The Mishnah lists the Sotos whose Minchas are burned, such as one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she's admitting her guilt, one about whom witnesses come and testify that she's defiled, one who says, I will not drink, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure. So the children playing with red Kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from Minchas Sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the Mincha of a non-Kohenis married to a Kohen, which was entirely burned on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, our Brice explains why the Mincha of a non-Kohenis married to a Kohen is entirely burned. Her Mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, the Kohen, has a share in it since he funds her Mincha. And it's not completely offered on the Mizbeach, meaning without Kamitza, as the Kohen's Mincha is, because she, a non-Kohenis, has a share in it since it's her Mincha. So the children playing with red Kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from Minchas Sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the Mincha of a non-Kohenis married to a Kohen, which was entirely burned on the Mizbeach, covered their ears because an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their Kasuba, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Arusa v'Shomer's Yavam v'Shosos, an Arusa and a Shomer's Yavam do not drink the soda waters, nor do they receive their Kasuba, because the Torah says, Ashetista isha tachas isha, when a woman will stray while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat la'arusa v'Shomer's Yavam, excluding an Arusa and a Shomer's Yavam. Daf Chaf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Chaf Dalet is a pitcher, a cud. So here goes. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, that must be Daf Chaf Dalet, cud. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokasim about if certain women are considered fit to be married regarding their eligibility to drink the sota waters. Muberes Chavero, Manikas Chavero, the pregnant former wife of his friend and the nursing former wife of his friend. Ilanis, Zakena, Ushaina, Rui, Leilid. An Ilanis, an old woman, and a woman who cannot give birth. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from sota first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas Rabbi Yosan and Rabbi Yoshio whether a Shomer's Yavam drinks from the Mesota. The Gemara notes they also argue about which case of Pustik is first excluding. Rabbi Yonason first excludes the Shomer's Yavam, because regarding an Arusa, it's the Arus's own act of Kedushin that established the bond, as opposed to the Yavam's brother, and they stoned for adultery because of him. Rabbi Yoshia first excludes an Arusa because a Shomer's Yavam can be acquired with any relations, even not for the purpose of marriage, whereas an Arusa must be acquired through Chuppah. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an Arusa and Shomer's Yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from sota first, got queasy when the Arusa was accused of having relations with her Arus in her father's house prior to becoming a sota, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, why a pasuk is needed to exclude an Arus and Shomer's Yavam from the law of sota? Because there's a principle taught by a brisa, the pasuk states, Mi b'ladai isheich, other than your husband, which teaches, Mishikad meshchivas bal leboel. The sota only applies when the husband's relations with her preceded the adulteress, V'lo shikad meshchivas boel leboel, and not when the adulterer's relations preceded the husband's. An Arus has not yet had relations with her husband, so how could she possibly be a valid sota? Rami Bar Chama answers, Kukon Shabbat, Aleha Arus Bebeis Avia, in a case where the Arus had relations with her at her father's home, which do not affect Nisuan. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf of Machlokas regarding who is first excluded from the Pasuk, the Shomer's Yavam or the Arusa? That's on daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss what is done with the mincha of a non-Kohenis married to a Kohen? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we know that there are 7 types of Purushim, false aesthetics? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn in the island he's neither drinks nor collects for ksuba? That's on daf Chafe. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the Sotah's face turns pale, her eyes bulge, and she appears filled with veins from swelling, and if she has schusim, they suspend the punishment? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that one who studied Torah Mishnah but did not serve Talmud Chochamim to understand the reasons for the Mishnah is called an Ama Arts or a Boor? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a question whether an Overus al Das requires a warning in order for her to forfeit her Ksuba? That's on daf Chafe. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a question about if certain women are considered fit to be married regarding their eligibility for the Sota waters? That's on daf Chavdalot. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a question whether a husband can be mochel his kinui, and if so, can he do so even after she's secluded? That's on daf Chafe. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have cases where the sotas minchas are burned? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.